This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Plans continue for a bullet train that would connect Dallas to Houston in just 90 minutes. While residents and officials in these big cities welcome high-speed rail, landowners along its path have many issues with it. The $15 billion project is being spearheaded by a private company, and it brings up a battle between the free market and private property rights. Brandon Formby is a reporter with the Texas Tribune, and he's been covering the high-speed train. Brandon, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the bullet train itself. It's obviously still on paper. Land is being acquired. Where do things stand? And I guess the million-dollar question or billion-dollar question is, will this thing actually be built?
Yeah, that's like a $15 to $18 billion question, right? There's a lot of things that have to be accomplished before the company can break ground and actually start construction. One of those is, because it is a private company and vows to use private investment, is getting that $15 to $18 billion that it estimates will cost to build a 240-mile line across 10 counties. A big portion of that money is going to go to land purchases. So they also have to buy up just scores and scores of properties that are in that 10-county area. And so there's a lot of work to be done on both those fronts before trains actually start running.
Now, Texas Central Partners is the company behind the bullet train, and there are many legal questions about whether it can use eminent domain to force people to sell their land. What are the issues here?
It basically comes down to, is Texas Central a railroad? It says it is because it's developing and, working on this project, doing all the things that, a railroad does. The Texas state law allows railroads to use eminent domain. Critics of the project, opponents of the project, and even one landowner in a court case are arguing that because Texas Central today is not operating any railroads, is not running any trains, it does not qualify to take advantage of the law that lets them use eminent domain for property rights. That's yet to definitively be decided. Because there is a court case going on in Leon County, the Texas Attorney General has stayed out of the debate, and the Texas legislature so far has not changed state law to either explicitly give Texas Central or explicitly take away Texas Central's ability to use eminent domain.
You talked with the Calhoun family in rural Grimes County, which is northwest of Houston. The Calhouns have a 630-acre ranch. It's been in the family for a while, and it's at risk of being taken away by the train. What did the family tell you, and what are the Calhouns going to do?
Right now, they don't really know what they're going to do. Randa and Charlie have been saving up to build a house on the land. Right now, they live in a mobile home. They've been saving up to build a permanent home on the land. They've got the money saved. Now they're not sure whether or not they're going to build the house. They're kind of living in limbo, waiting to see if the project's going to go through or not. There's also, other improvements they want to make to it, other things they want to do with the land. And they're kind of afraid to invest in it right now because the way they see it is if the train comes through, it basically, ruins this ranch for them.
Texas Central says the bullet train will be built in 2024. Where would the rail line run in Dallas, and what could the impact be in Dallas and North Texas?
Oh, it's seen as a major economic development generator. The station would be in the Cedars neighborhood, just south of downtown, which is a gentrifying neighborhood with a lot more development in recent years than there has been. And a lot of people, because it's so close to where Reunion Arena used to be, where the Dallas Morning News used to be, in Union Station, those are large pieces of land for a downtown area that are controlled by just a handful of owners. A lot of people see the proximity of that to the planned station as, just being ripe for massive development that could be so big that the economic center of gravity for downtown moves more, to that southwest corner.
This project poses some downsides, such as eminent domain, but I'm wondering what other issues does this bring up?
One of the things that critics and opponents fear is that if the project's built, that Texans who love driving won't use it and that it'll basically be a failed project. And in a lot of ways, it is kind of a test project for whether high-speed rail will work in America, if people will be willing to get out of their cars and travel by a bullet train rather than, Interstate 45.
Well, this will be the first high-speed rail project in the country. I'm guessing the consensus is that there are a lot of eyes looking on this project from other states.
Oh, absolutely. California is also building a high-speed rail line. That one's just been hampered by politics and just various different snafus along the way. The price has just gone up astronomically since voters approved it. And I think right now it's not scheduled to open until 2033. So if Texas Central is as successful as they are confident, this one would be up and running years before that.
Brandon Formby is a reporter for the Texas Tribune. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.